Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network at the Farm Progress Show. We're talking now with Honeybee. Jason Crumley is with us with Honeybee. Jason, how are you today?
Good, real good. Thanks for coming over.
I appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time here. Let's talk about the Airflex from Honeybee, and I know you got a couple of them sitting here at the Farm Progress Show. Talk about these impressive machines that you got here.
Yeah, we're real excited to be back. You know, it seems like it's been quite a while. It has been, 2 years, but with all this COVID, really starting to get a lot of buzz, getting known now. Our model's been out. Our first stuff came out, 15, 16, but really got everything sorted out, doing really well now. Coming to the show, I can tell you a little bit about our heads. And other than being a draper, we are completely different than everybody else. And it's what's kind of exciting. I'll jump around a little. First of all, we're called the Airflex. So Airflex in itself, it's all about our air suspension on the cutter bar. So just like truck bags, we have truck airbags across the back. And as everybody likes truck airbags, smooth ride, less resistance. So our cutter bar itself is ran by them versus hydraulic or springs in our competition. The other thing is, with our flex, we have 9 inches of flex on our front bar, which is the most in the industry. So I like to say we follow the ground like a glove fits on a hand. It's a lot of fun in that sense. The other big thing, well, there's a couple of them, but another big thing, depends on your priorities, is its mechanical drive. So the only hydraulics we have on it is the hydraulics coming off the combine that run your reel. So the sickle, all that is mechanical drive. Now, I like to compare that to a pickup from the 80s that I can actually work on. Anything goes wrong on this puppy, it's a belt here. You know exactly where it is. It's not a hydraulic pump. It's not complicated. We make great videos on YouTube that shows our simple services, 3 to 5 minutes, really well. So that mechanical part is really simple and nice. It's also stronger. We don't get pulled down on our sickle because we don't have the hydraulic pump pull down as you go into open up lands or you have heavy grass or wet areas. So it's a strong cut. It's a clean cut. Another one of the great features that we've got is the low cut. So the low cut, the way we configure our head, we tilt it back further than everybody else. So usually the first thing we need to do is make sure we're tilted back on the feeder house. And that allows us, it moves back our pivot point on our front bar. We run at 0, preferably up to 4 degrees. But when we're running where we want to be at 0 degrees, it moves our pivot point from the very front. So we no longer, it's really never been recommended, but guys usually end up tilting their head when they go lower. Well, that's not what we want. We want you to get away from tilting. We use that air system and let it do what it's supposed to do. So that's the other big thing on it. The low cut, the mechanical, the 9 inches of flex. Mm-hmm. And there's a few other features, our rocks. Sure. If you got rocks, rocks are a huge benefit. Canada's full of rocks. Mm-hmm. So these guys were designed around that. So we have a great rock trap as the third. The second is the lip on ours. And the low cut, since we're so low profile to the ground, it's kind of like riding a wheelie. As we go along, we just skim the ground, and it helps go over all your minimal rocks. The secondary is the lip on the front that catches them. And the third, we have a full-on rock trap. I like to call it a snake trap sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you have a good day, you get done, you open it, and 2 weeks ago, I had a big old bull snake come out.
So. Well, a lot of key highlights to your heads. If producers want to learn more, if they couldn't make it to the Farm Progress Show, they want to learn more about your products with Honeybee, what's the best way to do that?
You can get on our website. It tells each one of us. I cover Nebraska, half of Nebraska on the east side, Iowa, Minnesota. We've got all of our other reps on there with their contact information. We've also got a great YouTube page where you can subscribe to, and the Facebook page. So we're getting more and more stuff. We've got guys, Fast Ag ran with us. I'm running with Millennial Farmer here in a few weeks. So we're all over the internet. It's getting more and more. It's a lot of fun. I know I'm giving a lot of information, and every farmer in every area of farm country knows their soils are different. So I could break these down to different things. Sure. In different areas, but I'm just trying to give you the general info. Sure.
And I believe that website, harvestfaster.com, isn't it?
Yeah, harvestfaster.com and also honeybee.ca. Either one of them, I think they're linked together, actually. So either one of them works.
Well, producers can check it out there. And Jason, I appreciate the time here at the Farm Progress Show telling us more about honeybee. Thanks so much.
Yeah, give me a call, 402-973-0161.